you. They don't restart at all. And you get watching it here, I always look to see if the shot clock's restarted. And I'm like, there's no problem here. You don't have to worry about it. And right away, the guards for USA open the game back up again. And that shot by McBrayer from the right-hand corner was good, making it 23-12. Now bringing it all the way up the court is Warlick. He goes all the way in and then dishes it back off inside the perimeter. Nice move.
Great play.
He was way outside the paint and drove hard and dumped it off inside the perimeter. 23-14. Now they get it to Botello for three from the left side. His three's no good. Long rebound trapped down there by Fletcher. Fletcher gives it now to McBrayer. He throws it to Botello on the right side. Fletcher, Nick, gets it at the top. He has it tipped away by Brody Lawrence. Lawrence hustles the ball with Puma. Puma comes back, and Brody Lawrence gets the tip. USA bench wanted the foul, but the judge in the stripes said nope. He got his hand, and hand is part of the ball. So Lakers gets it. Boyd brings it up the court. Gives it to Lawrence. Lawrence gives it to Zwemer. Zwemer now is going to dribble in, but he still doesn't look to take the shot. And I think he could make that. Now he gets it in down low. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. And that reach-in foul goes against 11
or
okay,
1.
I'm going to go against Kyle Comer. Go ahead.
More penetration with the guards. And Zwemer is moving into a position to get a pass. I mean, he's moving really well.
I can't even tell you. They tried to force it into Volker right there on the inbounds play. They're giving the ball to Zwemer at the top of the key, and nobody's picking him up. They're daring him to shoot that. He takes one or two shots and makes that, or one or two dribbles, and that's going to make the USA Patriots have to play some honest defense up there. Now they're able to double-team and run the trap without it. USA gets the ball down inside. Botello takes the shot, but it's no good, and Ross Volker went up to get the rebound. Warwick comes back. This time we're going to get a reach-in foul, and that's going to go against Bortello, number 11. And that's going to be his second. I believe that too, they gave that other foul to. I thought it was against Comer, but it wasn't. So Lakers get it on their side of the timeline, right in front of their fans there, the loudmouth. They get it in to Brody Lawrence. He sets himself for three from the right corner. No good. Long rebound. And cut off there by Nick Fletcher to grab the rebound. He's pressured down the backcourt by Volker. Volker pulls off and comes back up. Helps out. They get it in the corner to Botello on the left side. Now they swing it back to the top to Fletcher for a long three. No good. Rebound. He's going to get caught for over the back. And that's a great play. That's his third.
Yeah.
A great play by Zwemer. They both went up, but Zimmer managed to come back up against him and draw the body.
He's had inside position. Great job.
McBrayer's coming into the game. Coming out of the game is Comer. Now we're going to see Dakota Ganger checking in, and he's going in for
the big guy.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
He's staying in there. They're going two bigs and actually three bigs. If you count Nick Fletcher, he's a six-foot guard. But so on the floor is McBrayer, Rick, Allen, Gangler, and Nick Fletcher. For Lakers, it's Warwick, and he has the ball. Lawrence, Joshua, Volker, and Zwemer, they're starters. Ball trapped inside to Zwemer. He cuts through Dakota, Gangler, and Holland. Gets it back out to Volker. Let them get reset. Volker's trying to get Zwemer to work again. Zwemer's working hard. Holland's pushing him around. They're looking for a call underneath. Now they got him double-teamed underneath. Warwick standing now and waiting for Zwemer to get open. Now he gives it to Joshua in the right corner. Castro brings it up, hands it to Volker. Volker gives it back to Warwick, and they pull out. They're content to wait for the big man to get open. This time, Brody Lawrence works the ball at the tie. That is nice. Stepping, step, move, stutter step.
Wow.
Takes it to the hoop and lays it up off the glass.
Created space with that stutter move, and took it right to the back.
And now Gasser's going to come back, and he's going to get schooled by McBrayer, and he's going to get the reach-in foul. His first of the ball game. First for Lakers in this half. Andrew Botello gets ready to check back into the game. Coming out of the game is Rick. These kids all look alike, though.
I know. I'm looking at the list. Was that 23 that came out?
Nope, he came in.
Okay.
It was Rick that went out, and McBrayer came in. McBrayer takes the shot from the free throw line, extended it, nails it. 25-16, USA with the lead, 3:40 to go here in the third period.
Smart move.
Brody Lawrence with the ball coming up the court.
It just can't seem to get closer to the nine.
Now he hands it off to Warwick. Warwick brings it around the left side to Volker. Volker waits for his teammates to get set up. They look for the pick on Holland. He fakes and drives in. And now we're going to get called. Gasco took off a little bit too quick. .324 to go here in the third. And McBrayer brings the ball up the court. This is the timeline. He didn't hear the play. Game fourth is screaming out the play, and McBrayer there is trying to bring everybody up, and he didn't want him brought up. He wanted him across the baseline. And the shot there by Gangler. It was Holland to Gangler. And now we're going to get a riding call. And I agree with that. McBrayer was riding him all the whole way up here. You can't ride him like that.
Coaches didn't think so, though.
No, they sure didn't, but he was riding him the whole way. You can't ride him. That's going to be his second foul on McBrayer. They get it inbounds here to Warwick. Warwick gets the sweat wiped off here and brings the ball off the court. Takes to the right side. This time, Rick dives for the ball, hands it off to Botello. Botello's on the low. He goes up, lays it off the glass. An easy steal there and a good hustle play by Rick to pick the spot at that time. Now they bring the ball up the court. This time it's
Chase Walker got it across.
Hands it to Lawrence. Lawrence puts the defenders, goes in, takes the shot. Instead of taking it again when he's 5 feet away,
God
dang, that really bugged me.
Know.
He's 5 foot away, he's like in the air. He's up in the air so high, it's like he can almost just lay it over the rim in there.
You know, he is a little guy.
But, and that foul is going to go against number five, Nick Fletcher. And that's his second. Both coaches here are pleading with the officials. One's playing, the other one's pleading. They get the ball inside to Lawrence. Lawrence tries to put it back in, but Botello tips it right back to him. So he resets his offense. 2:21 to go. 29-16 USA with the lead. Now it opens Warwick for three, and it's no good. And Zwimmer's right there to grab the rebound. And they're going to call USA for the foul there. We're a ways away, so
yeah,
I can't see
yet.
That. I was blocked out by the official. 32, Dan Rick picked up his first foul.
Zwimmer got the ball, and a couple players went by him. I wasn't sure.
I see what they did. He got the ball in the air, come down and went to go back up, and that's what they're calling. They're saying he was going up for his shot, and that's when he got him with the body, and that's what he just explained to him right here. I don't know which official this is, but he just explained to him that when he was going up, he got him with the body. Time feed. So Zwimmer stopped up and no good.
Man, gotta have free throws.
Free throws kills teams.
Oh, man.
Zwimmer now, the left-hander. Sets himself. He goes up this time. He gets the favorable roll. 29-17. Holland looks to push it up the court. He does all the way up the court. Now he gets it back from Botello, and he throws it up to the top to McBrayer. McBrayer gets it to the left side to Botello. Looking for Gangler. Gangler has position, but nobody sees him. Jake Holland tries to back his way in. Now he kicks it out to McBrayer. McBrayer brings it around the top, gets into the paint, goes up and jumps it off to Gangler. Gangler doesn't have anything. He's going to throw it back open to a wide-open McBrayer for three. It's short, but McBrayer gets his shot back, and now he dribbles and tries to tiptoe along the baseline, and we're going to get a pushing foul by Gasco there, and that picks up Gasco's second one. There's no love lost between these two teams.
No. There's a lot of bodies flying.
And there's a lot of pushing and shoving going around all over the court. You can have six officials here and not get all of the fouls that could be called, potentially be called anyways. So USA is going to get the ball underneath. Gasco bailed him out there with that foul.
I you know what? He was falling out of bounds even before he got pushed. But
yeah, Gasco bailed him out there by getting that foul. But they get the ball into McBrayer. McBrayer has it at the top. He feeds it to Holland. Kicks it back out to McBrayer. McBrayer comes in for the drive. Lays in the 10-footer over top of Holland. He used a nice screen there by Holland, making it 31-17. All the way up the court is Warwick. He brings it all the way in, hands it off to Volker. Volker gets it out under control and goes up and lays it off the glass.
Boy, there's no rush either. As soon as that rebound comes down.
19-31, and we're going to get a foul called on Brody Lawrence. His third, Brody Lawrence, thought he forced the USA Patriot off onto the sideline there, but the official was right on top of that play.
All the glass.